Let's take a trip back in time. So strap yourselves in tight. It's time for Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
And we are now into double digits.
Can I talk now or what? Hello, world. How you doing? We are here, Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast. I have permission to speak, and this is numero Diaz. Number 10. Big 10. We are in double digits, brother.
Can't believe it.
It's unbelievable. It's like a ride that keeps on going.
It's crazy. I mean, like, and everybody out there in listening land, you guys are just making it even more crazy.
It's like Christmas every week.
It's, yeah. So just sitting here, you and I, and going over everything. I mean, I don't know about you. On Thursdays, when we drop this thing, I have a blast reading what everybody has to say.
Oh, I do. We love your comments. We really do. And I love interacting with everybody on Facebook. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So let's recap. Number 9, numero 9.
See, you do this. You just do that so much better than me.
Can I say my favorite word of number 9?
Yes.
Douchebags.
Oh, yeah.
We covered those douchebags, man.
Isn't that a great word? Now, everybody, as you're listening to this, say it along. Douchebags.
Douchebags. So, one fan, everybody was loving the douchebags, by the way, but one fan wrote me in, and I left one out that she brought up. Do you remember National Lampoon's European Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yes.
It's kind of not the best one, you know.
But it feels good. It's good.
But,
yeah.
But it was in the 80s. But the character, there was a douchebag in there. It was the same guy from The Karate Kid, man. He's in like every movie.
That's what he is. Look him up and you get douchebag.
He has that whole douchebag look, but he's great, man. And yeah, he played the boyfriend of Chevy Chase's daughter. And I remember they went to Europe for this vacation, and she didn't want to go because dude was back there, talking, and she's crying, and she's got his pictures, and she was obsessed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a real dickhead.
That guy had a good gig. Look, here's the deal. Back in the day, when we were back doing the rounds in L.A. and whatnot, right. I would have taken that gig. I would have been stereotyped.
Of course, man. He was great at it, and he made the most of it, and he's still doing his thing today.
That's great, man.
So what else did we do? Oh, we did the bad guys.
Yes.
Marlon came to the table with a great list of bad guys. We had Chucky.
Yes.
Chucky with his knife.
Chucky with the knife. We had Freddy.
Freddy.
And we had, did we have Jason? You brought up Jason, didn't you?
Well, we didn't talk about Jason, but he was one of Freddy's buddies.
I can't help it. It's like when you talk about them in your head, you know, it's just, I see them all as I close my eyes, all of them popping right up like a ride in Disneyland. And
of course, the diehard guy, Hans
Gruber.
Oh, nice accent, Jason.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, we did the bad guys. We did the douchebags. What are we going to do this week? How do we top douchebags?
I don't know, but it's like, it's so much better to be the bad guy, you know? I mean, everybody wants to be the hero, but being the bad guys is so much more fun. Well, you know, in the movies and in your dream, you don't want to be one in real life. You know?
Right.
But,
no, it's I agree. I think as an actor, I'd rather play the bad guy,
yes,
personally. Plus, I have the voice to play a bad guy.
Yeah, you really don't have the... Yeah, I can picture you like being like Kindergarten Cop 3, the nice guy. I could say, hey kids.
Hey kids, come here.
So yeah, so that's one of the things that we like getting into here a little bit is current events. Like Bob and I, before we would do the show in the beginning, we just say, we talk about 80s stuff, but as we're going more and more, the things before we hit the microphones is we talk about what's going on, just like you do when you see it.
So. Yeah, I mean, we like to keep on top of things. We like to gossip too.
We're pretty bad.
We're the gossip guys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I got to be honest, I would never watched any of those shows. I never saw any of them, but my wife really enjoys watching like the TMZ and ET and whatever else.
So she's really into gossip.
So she watches that stuff. So I'll be up in my office and every once in a while I'll hear something like on one of them shows,
right,
and it'll be like some 80s person or something like that, or like Bobby Brown this or this that, and I'll be like, and I'll just like our dogs, you go, what is that?
Yeah, your ear turns to the television. Yeah,
and you
right?
start looking, and then all of a sudden you're like, you realize this other train wreck or this Kardashian thing or something like that. So I've actually been, you know, a little more hip to the gossipy thing lately. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a little gossip.
Oh, you got a little gossip. Go,
it's kind
me.
Of, I guess it's gossip / news, and it probably a lot of you out there, you Prince fans, have read this or heard about it, that his home, Paisley Park, they're going to open tours starting in October.
Which is crazy because this guy was the most...
Bro,
Michael Jackson, the most, you know,
reclusive. Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's something that I would personally love to see. I mean, and the people running it are the same people that run Graceland for Elvis Presley. So I'm sure they're going to do it really professionally.
They're going to do a really good job.
And
yeah.
Apparently, according to Prince's sister, that Prince wanted this to happen. So it has his blessing.
Mm. That, well, you never know, think that. You know, the end like that, but at least when he said, when he put the stuff in his vaults, he said one day when I'm gone. So you know what, I'll tell you, Minneapolis airport is one of the nicest airports in the country.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's great.
I'll take your word for it.
And that's crazy. So I now have another reason to like Minneapolis. If that's the case, I would go.
I'm down.
Yeah,
we'll,
I'm definitely.
We'll put that on our bucket list.
So some of my gossip that I have going on here, and I know, please don't lose respect for me by me saying this, is I know about The Bachelor.
Oh, man.
I can't help it, like this Bachelor in Paradise thing. My wife watches it, and it just, I don't know, it just gets sucked into it. You're lucky your wife doesn't watch this stuff.
Yeah, she watches novellas, which means in English, soap operas.
Well, wasn't that something that, what's her nuts, the Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
Eva Longoria just did a telenovela or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're novellas, but I'm not into that. And Bachelor, I've never watched an episode, so you're digging it.
It's not that I'm digging I'm watching it, and I'm like...
But you want to see what happens.
I want to see what happens.
It's
crazy.
I get it.
So I know we're taking a little left turn here on the gossip guys here right now, but I would say that one right there, current events, and like Ink Master. I'm digging Ink Master. I don't know why.
Ink Master's not bad. I've seen that a few times. A
couple guys are out here in Vegas.
Oh. And, dude, I got a new segment because we got to do this. Okay, now.
Okay.
Just a little background, everybody out there. Bob and I, we're always texting each other, emailing each other. And if we see something, we see something on the internet, stupid or something we'd like, or Star Wars.
Basically, we're plugged in.
Yes, totally plugged in. So we're always back and forth here. So we got a new segment here we're going to call Jackass of the Week.
Jackass of the Week. Give me your best Jackass of the Week.
Well, the winner this week is definitely Ryan Lochte. I mean, that guy is a stunad.
Well, I got some opinions about this story. This story has evolved into craziness because it started off first that there was a gun pointed at his head. And we had talked about that a couple episodes back. Turns out that wasn't the case.
No, guy made all this shit up.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. The guy lost a lot of sponsorships over this. He did apologize, but it sounds like he is a jackass. He's a stupid motherfucker.
He's a stunad, Bobby. He's a stunad.
He's a stunad. What the hell you do? Am I a lucky?
You
go over the rail, you act like an asshole.
Your mama, drop
go far, go far. So anyway... Sorry. We went on a little Italian rant.
Woo!
Here's the deal. Okay, I think that the Rio police overreacted a little bit because here's what the guy actually did. These swimmers, they didn't destroy the bathroom. What they did was they actually peed outside and Ryan Lochte ripped down a poster. That's basically what they did. So then the attendants at the gas station demanded the money to for the damage. And I'm not sure if there was a language barrier or not.
Oh, I'm sure. He has a language barrier with
English. Yeah, and they were drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're definitely, the whole group of them are jackasses, and he's paid a big price, bro.
Yeah.
He lost Speedo.
Well, he's doing Dancing with the Stars.
He is. He lost Ralph Lauren. I mean, I'm just saying, that's some big sponsorships.
Well, that's what happens with people. They don't think.
Hopefully he's going to learn from it. He kind of made the United States look bad.
He made the United States look bad back in that reality show.
So, anyway, good jackass.
Have you ever been to Rio?
I've never been there, but I did see the movie Blame It on Rio. Do you remember that? Michael Caine? Great movie. And wait, fun fact, a very young Demi Moore was in that film.
Oh, wow. I can see it in my head.
She was in that film. Good movie.
Good movie.
So, I have a jackass, too.
Oh, yes!
Here's a problem. I don't know the name of the jackass.
Doesn't matter.
But let's call this jackass the hacker.
Yes, the hacker.
So I'm sure everybody's read about Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
And what this hacker did to her is just shameful. in my opinion. Whether you like this movie or not, or you like the actress or not, they took it to a whole nother level and just invaded her privacy and put that shit all out there on the internet. I just think it's so wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's some personal private stuff. I mean, somebody just did it a year ago to everybody.
It's horrible. I mean, you know, and whoever this hacker is, hopefully the government, I know they're investigating it. I heard that Department of Justice is all over this. And, you know, we don't have his name. So for now, we're just calling him the hacker. And he is definitely a jackass.
Jackass. Woo! I don't know. I like this. We had douchebags and we have jackasses. So everybody out there in listening land, all you party people, if you have anybody you want to nominate as a jackass,
please let us know.
Just let us know. Email us. Well, I'm sure we'll have an opinion on it. And we'd love to hear yours as well. So I like it. This brings out some of the testosterone and angst. What do you think, huh?
There's a lot of jackasses out there, man. Yeah. Hey, maybe somebody will nominate you once.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got somebody on the line.
It's that time, people. It's that time for the moment with Marlon.
Ooh, yeah.
Mr. Dow, Mr. Buttons is here. What's up, little buddy?
What's going on?
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, listen to him. He's bringing his accent.
He is. Well, you know, he is an actor.
I can tell.
So, you know, he's played a cop. Hey, tell us, speaking of it, you played a cop. You played a, like, God, I remember you did something where you were in the park and you were like this guy just talking and talking and talking.
Yeah. That was a character I played that had autism, actually.
It was,
and,
yep.
I researched autism. I researched a whole, you know, gamut where, you know, different personalities call for different, you know, type of, you know, personalities. You know, my character was, you know, middle-aged guy. He had autism. And this movie was based in Central Park, where this guy had, you know, he gave out free advice. He had a checkerboard. He had a sign that said free advice.
Yep. You know.
He was a, an 80-year-old guy. He had a lot of wisdom.
Wow.
And, I saw it.
My character just happened to be sitting on a bench, park bench, and he tried to talk to me, but my autism doesn't look people in the eyes.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm just like talking in the air.
Bro, you need to
a great character.
Bro, you need to get us a clip so we can post
it. Yeah, we got to see that. I got to see that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and keep in mind, you know, I have a montage of a lot of my films on YouTube. You know, you just put Marlon Dow in the search.
There you go.
We'll put a link up.
A montage. So
yeah, it's definitely worth checking out.
Definitely.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, what's going on back east, my man?
Besides, is it hot?
Well, it's actually it's very nice. It's 88.
Okay.
You know, maybe about 90. So for me, I love the heat. I don't love an overbearing, you know, amount of heat, but I like that. I like that roast. So it's actually very pleasant right now.
Well, then you'll fit in Vegas. You can roast here.
Yeah, man. You can roast.
We're at 99. We're actually getting. It's like a. Like springtime.
Exactly. It's cool.
It's cool at 99.
So, yeah. So, what do you got going on? What's going on in Marlon world?
Where are you going this weekend?
Actually, very excited. You know, I finally found the time to go to the movies.
Oh, man.
I'm very excited about seeing Suicide Squad.
Ooh, he's going to the bad guys.
You're finally going to go see Suicide Squad.
I'm finally going to go see it. I know, Bob, you probably was at the... you know, first showing.
No, I wasn't. I was at the second showing, my brother. Mm. But yeah, you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna enjoy it. It's a great film. Harley Quinn, she's awesome.
I take it that was your favorite character in the movie?
Her and Will Smith, Deadshot.
Oh, okay, Deadshot. Okay.
Yeah, they were my two favorites. And you know, the Joker, he was great. He wasn't in it as much as I would have liked.
My understanding, yeah.
But there seemed to be some reason behind that, which we'll find out in future films.
Okay,
so yeah, bro.
So it looks like a sequel or whatever, or maybe a series.
Yeah, I think that they want to develop the Joker and the Harley's relationship, as you know, they did in the comics. So,
right. So you're in for a good
time.
Yeah,
bro. You're gonna and definitely stay because there's some stuff after the credits.
Bro, okay.
Do not leave.
So you gotta
Do
stay.
Not leave.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, Marlon, we were talking about more current events and stuff that's going on. I mean, basically. From the beginning of the podcast with Bob and I, we were like just like, let's talk about stuff we're talking about. So now we're just kind of like expanding it into more and more. So it's basically everything we're talking about.
We become like the gossip guys now too.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome, man. It's pretty awesome.
I'm all over it.
So what do you got?
What do you got?
All right. So I was, sifting through current events, and I thought this one really kind of blew my mind. It kind of relates to, you know, me as a kid, and I want to get you guys' opinion, but a kid out in Canada had called 911 to report that her parents was taking on from a vacation and she did not want to go.
What? Now,
yeah, this pretty much rocked my world, because I remember going on vacation with my parents. I remember going on vacation with my uncle and my aunt, and it was a great time. I look forward to
it. Oh, man.
But this kid did not want to go.
Must have, what, is he going to like Alcatraz or somewhere?
I mean, that's the most exciting thing as a kid, to know that you're going to go on vacation.
Yeah. Right.
Let me tell you a little story. My father, I grew up in a single home with my father, and he worked a lot, but he really took care of me. And he knew that I was a big fan of Disney and I wanted to go to Disney World. Right. And he made it happen. I remember going, I was a 7-year-old kid, and it was the most exciting thing. I can't imagine myself saying, "Dad, you know what? You go alone. I don't want to go."
Right. Yeah. Right,
no
right.
way I was missing Disney.
That's crazy. That's crazy Canadian stuff right there. That is.
Yeah. That is, man.
Now, it also could be that it was she was a 15-year-old girl. I mean, so that's a whole different monster.
Maybe she didn't want to leave her boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she don't leave the friends and
she's
know.
Like, "No, I don't want to hang out with you on vacation, Dad."
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
No.
But not to mention the, you know, abuse of 911. I mean,
it seems a little over the top.
I'd love to hear that call. You "Hello, know, I don't want to go on vacation with my dad."
My younger brother's a cop, and I know that drives cops crazy when that happens. So.
Yeah, they're just wasting people's time. You know, 911 is not a joke.
911 is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
So, you know, and going forward, I remember, you know, a young kid at, I think he might have been 7 or 8, who played in a movie called Home Alone. And, you know, he's been in the press lately because, you know, not to mention, you know, Macaulay's actually a very successful guy. He's sitting on a $15 million nest egg.
$15 million.
Exactly.
That you made when you were a kid.
You know, the press, you know, looked at him. He's a very thin guy, so they thought maybe he's on drugs and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, turns out, you know, he's just hanging out. He's in a band. He's done commercials for this insurance company called Compare the Market, which are really, you know, funny commercials online. I just thought to myself, you know, this guy's just living his life privately. You know, he made his life is famous for being in these Home Alone movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
well, yeah.
I mean
John Hughes has made him famous.
Yeah.
No, but it's cool. I think it's cool that this kid found his own path. He didn't go fall into that Hollywood trap, staying in Hollywood. He went the way he wanted, and
regardless of people thought.
Right, he's doing what makes him happy, and I think that's great.
You know, I agree with you, but a lot of people out there, like I said earlier, in the TMZ world, they think that they own that person, or like they have to be what they think they are in their heads. Like, he's supposed to be that Home Alone kid, or like, you know, Chris Farley was always supposed to be the funny fat guy. And you know, some people break and some people blaze their own trail, like you just said.
Yeah, man,
power to him.
I give him major props.
Exactly. You know, he's he just turned 36 this week, and
he's young.
Yeah, he's 36.
Wow.
Yeah, but think about it. When he was in the movie, what was he, like 6, 7 years old?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it was really great. You know, for Uncle Buck, you know, he made $40,000.
Oh, bro. Wait a minute. Uncle Buck is such a phenomenal movie. The scene with him and John Candy when they went back and forth. I'm a kid. You remember that scene?
Oh, it's classic.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Own or rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
Unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing. Hey, Bobby, you know, the funny thing about that scene is, you know, the great John Candy, you know, rest in peace.
Right.
He actually put that scene on his forehead for Macaulay.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's
awesome.
He can
get the pace going. You know, he went that pace really fast.
It was.
So he put the scene on his forehead. You won't see it in the movie, obviously.
Right.
But behind the scenes, that's what gave Macaulay, you know, that drive to nail that scene.
Right.
Wow.
Because the timing between them was just great. It was,
right.
I mean, you got to remember, this is a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, and he's right there with John Candy, man. He's giving John Candy all he can handle.
Yeah, that's when you knew.
Well, look.
I'll never forget that scene, man.
Speaking of actors and making major millions of dollars, Forbes just released last week their top earners, male and female actors, actresses, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. So,
not jealous at all in any way, shape, or form.
So last year, my man, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. was the top dog. But okay. he's been replaced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh, yeah. Do you watch Ballers, man?
I haven't.
On HBO?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, and for somebody to be the top earner like that and still do TV, even though it is HBO, I mean,
right.
He's awesome.
But, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he didn't make any movies in the 80s, but he was a player for the University of Miami football team, which is my team.
Wait a second. I'm about to drop a Marlin knowledge thing here that I know.
Oh, do it.
Is that Dwayne Johnson was actually on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Really?
Or the Next Generation. Yeah, he played an alien. It was one of his first. He played a wrestling alien. Big stretch.
All right.
But that was one of the. I see if I can find a clip of that.
That's cool. But Dwayne went from a football player to become this big wrestler. He was huge.
Yeah.
And then he turned into this phenomenal actor, and he's at the top of the world, bro.
He just.
It's almost, which is really incredible, is that he had three stages of a career. You know, he was in, you know, Miami Hurricanes as a star player. Of course, he had an injury.
Yes.
He conquered the wrestling world. I mean, the top.
He was the top dog.
Game.
Top dog.
You know, he's a major star. And then, you know, he's like this big movie star. To me, that's incredible.
And he's really a cool dude.
He's somebody I want to have a beer with.
You know, I follow him on Instagram, and I enjoy his posts. Like, he's a gym rat. And he always posts, you know, and he's unbelievable, man. The guy's funny too.
Yeah, he's just
very
a genuine,
big down at earth star. So
well, here number two on the list of the top five was a big surprise. Jackie Chan, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, all that foreign dough right there, money.
He made $61 million.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable?
Wow. I'd love to dig in to see what he's doing.
You know, I was introduced to Jackie Chan like on a big star level when he did that movie with Chris Tucker.
Right.
Remember the buddy film?
Which?
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Yeah.
Was Chris Tucker did that part, but it originally was Eddie Murphy's part.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Eddie Murphy turned it down.
There you go, Marlon.
There you go, Marlon, man.
Marlon bringing it.
See that, people out there learning stuff.
So here we got Matt Damon at number three.
Oh, yeah.
With $55 million. And let me give you a little fun fact about Matt Damon. In the 80s, he was an extra in the movie Mystic Pizza with Julia Roberts.
Right. Oh.
And he also was an extra in Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner.
Now, that I did not know.
I did not know that either.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to have to watch that again and pick him out.
He didn't become famous until the 90s when he started to do a lot of films.
Well, until he did Good Will Hunting.
Well, yeah, right? But I'm just saying he evolved over. 80s wasn't his decade.
Yeah, good for him. Good Matt. Love that Bourne Identity stuff, man.
And then we got a guy that's always in the top five, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise made $53 million.
Yeah, I mean, he just gets on my nerves sometimes in movies, man.
But let me tell you something about Tom Cruise. Do you guys know all the films he did in the 1980s? I mean, this guy was a phenomenal star in the 80s.
Yeah.
His first film, do you know what it is?
Taps.
No. That was the second film he did. Endless Love.
Oh.
Yes, that was his first film. Taps was his second.
That. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like a love thing. But yo, listen to this movies he did. He did The Outsiders. He did Risky Business, Top Gun, The Color of Money, Cocktail, and Rain Man. I mean, these were all big hits.
He was the 80s guy.
He really was.
Really was.
And the guy, the guy is still on the list, and it's 2016. That tells you what a career this man has had.
Yeah,
and,
no joke.
And he's still filling in the seats, even in his middle age. So not
and,
bad.
And he looks great.
Yeah, I will give him that. That is one thing. He may be a little nutty, but he does. He looks great for his age.
Now, here's a guy everybody loves, Mr. Johnny Depp at number five, $48 million.
Okay.
That's a light year for him, isn't it? That's a light year.
Now, I know you guys know, what was Johnny Depp's first film?
Yeah, it's Nightmare on Elm Street, baby.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that. We were just talking about that. And he died.
And you know something? The gossip guys here, we've got a wealth of material for Johnny Depp lately.
You know, here's a really interesting fun fact about Johnny Depp. He originally wanted to do music. He wanted to be a guitarist and a lead singer. He came from Texas, actually. And when he got into films, is actually by accident. He went on an audition with Nicolas Cage.
Wow. Didn't know
and
that.
That's he got discovered by with his agency from there. That's really how Johnny Depp got discovered.
That's amazing. Johnny Depp did a film in the 80s, I think it was Platoon. He was in Platoon. But he didn't have a big career in the 80s. He kicked it off in the 90s.
Yeah, well, he was 21 Jump Street.
Exactly.
All right, so what about the ladies?
We can't leave the ladies out.
So, yes.
We love those actresses.
Please don't leave the ladies out. Go for it, boys.
Okay, so we have at the top of the list for the highest paid females in 2016, Jennifer Lawrence.
Totally deserve it. Totally deserve it.
She's a hottie. She's a hottie.
I feel like I already knew that. I mean, she's one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
She really is. So, of course, she made a lot of her money from The Hunger Games and yeah, man, she deserves to be up there. She's a great actress.
Absolutely, and very talented. I remember seeing her in a movie a long time ago when she came on the scene. It was a very independent film, and she was fantastic in that film. So
yeah, man.
I always knew she had talent.
She brings it.
Yeah, she does.
So number two is one of Jason's favorites.
Uh-oh.
Because he loves this actress in this movie.
Who is it?
It's Melissa McCarthy. And
how did you know?
She made $33 million, and a big chunk of that came from that blockbuster Ghostbusters.
Yeah! Woo! Let's ride the Ghostbusters train into debt.
Yeah, exactly.
I like her a lot. She's very talented, and she has the most beautiful eyes, so I got to give it up to her.
She's funny.
She is funny. She is funny. You know, we still haven't seen Ghostbusters. We have to do that. So number three. Another beautiful actress, Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh, yeah.
$25 million.
You know, she can have the money. Just let me have her.
Okay, here's number four. This actress has been around for a very long time, and she brings it all always. Jennifer Aniston.
She's the ultimate, like, that romance rom-com girlfriend.
Yeah,
you know?
She made a cool $21 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, just a good-looking woman. You know, I have to give it up to Jennifer Aniston.
She has aged so well, like fine wine.
Yes, she has.
Okay, bringing up the list is an actress I've never heard of. Her name is Fan Bingbing.
Fan Bing Bing.
She's a Chinese actress, and she made $17 million. I don't know who she is.
Wow. Well, that's like the female Jackie Chan, right? Right there.
When we hang up here, I will go research that.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I had to Google her just to see what the hell she was. But, hey, she's pulling in big bucks, so more props to her.
So last night, I get this email from Jason, my boy, and I open it up, and you know, all these colors just exploded on the screen. And all these beautiful visions of ice cream. I was blown away by this. I was like, where did this come
bro.
From?
Well, sometimes I forget, Marlon, you're 3 hours ahead, behind. So, you know, I got one of those cravings in the middle of the night, and I went to one of our local supermarkets, 24 hours. And I don't know why, I was feeling like Dove bars. And as I'm walking down the aisle, I'm looking at all the popsicles and all the stuff, all the ice cream that's in there.
Right,
and I'm like, because you never really notice it. You know, when you go to the store, you just want one thing.
Did it give you a flashback?
It gave me a total flashback. I'm sitting there and I'm going, Wow. I had memories of Mr. Softy and the Good Humor.
The trucks.
Right. The trucks.
The trucks. Who can forget those trucks?
So I thought, I was like, oh, it's a Bob Marley. And that's why you got the email right there. So I was thinking, as I was looking at this stuff, I know you guys must have went through this too. I grew up on a cul-de-sac, and in the summer, of course, you get this Mr. Softy and the Good Humor guy would come around. Right. And I thought about the hardest decision, because as I'm standing there and I looked at the Dove bars, I'm thinking, wow, there's Rocket Pops and there's ice cream sandwiches and there's this and there's that. What do you remember? What? I mean, it was like an event. Remember when the ice cream man would come around? It was an event.
Let me tell you, I lived in South Philadelphia as a young boy. And when I heard that music, it was like everybody converged into the street. Yeah. And we all met at the truck and we're all looking at the menu and everybody's trying to decide what they wanted. And man, that brings back memories.
Yeah. You, Marlon, what do you,
do you remember the trucks?
I grew up in West Philly and the truck used to come around and, you know, I would get my allowance from my parents and I was smart enough to spread out my allowance.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, man, good job. Okay.
Because I was very faithful to the creamsicle.
The creamsicle. That's a good one.
And even to this day, I still am faithful.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So that answers the question. I was thinking to myself, because I would get money. I wouldn't get money all the time. I was oldest of five kids. And that was like the hardest decision to make.
Well, what was your favorites?
$2. So you'd sit there and you'd go, at least the one I would go to, if you spent $1, you could get one ice cream sandwich. So if I had $2, I got two ice cream sandwiches. But that's boring.
Right, right.
That's boring, man.
Right.
But you're looking there, you're seeing all the colors. My favorite was the double fudge mega missile.
Okay.
The one with the chocolate at the top, and the yellow in the middle. That was it.
That was your John.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I had a couple favorites. I really liked that two screwball one where there was like gum at the bottom. It was like shaped like a triangle. It's like a triangle, and at the end you get that prize. Was that bubble gum?
It was like two desserts in one.
It was awesome.
Yes.
And the other one I liked was the water ice. Like it was shaped. It was like a red, white, and blue, like a missile. And that John was good.
That was the other kind of mega missile.
Yes, the red, white, and blue, man. What about you, Mark? Besides a creamsicle, was there another one that you liked, or you were just faithful to the
it's
one?
Funny because I like the it was called the firecracker back in the day, and I'm looking at your list and it looks like it's called mega missile.
I see it.
The mega missile.
Remember the red, white, and blue?
Of course, of course. That's the one I just said. The mega missile.
That's the one. So you guys are on the same wavelength.
We're on the same page, my brother. I'm gonna put a picture of this menu on Facebook so everybody can see what we're talking about.
And that was like the first, as kids in the neighborhood, communal, where everybody would hang out. That would be like, you'd see everybody there. There'd be the kids from down the street, and everybody there, and you'd be asking, "What is that? What are you getting? What are you getting? Ooh, that sounds good, or whatnot."
Like, who's that kid with the fudsicle?
I should have gotten that, man.
Damn it.
Marlon, let's trade.
And wait a minute, I got a third. I always liked the strawberry shortcake.
That's a good one,
bro. That's like a good go-to right there.
That's a great go-to.
So there you go. See everybody out there in listening land, party people. We're giving you the straight dope. That was me in the middle of the night texting the guys going, "Man, I'm feeling ice cream." And here,
bro, I know
there it is.
I know there's
that's where we are in our lives.
Exactly. And I know there's there's listeners out there that can definitely relate to that story.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, speaking of dessert and ice cream and all that, you know, I remember how water ice in the 80s, you know, actually is still really great today. And, water ice in the 80s to me was like the creme de la creme of dessert. And even today, you know, going to Rita's is a big, big thing on the East Coast. I think it's still out. Is it on the West Coast, Bob?
No, we don't have a Rita's here, but we do have water ice. But yeah, I mean, things that were cool in the 80s, they're still cool today.
And yeah, because you could pick off left and right a million things that aren't cool.
Well, that's true.
But you know, like what's cool, like him bringing up water ice. I mean, what's cool today that was still cool in the 80s? What transitioned and made the whole entire...
I got one. I don't think you guys will be surprised by this.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But, Star Wars. So, you know, I'm a big fanboy of Star Wars. If you saw my house, you would understand.
Especially 3CPO.
And, yeah, Star Wars was a big success in the late 70s and throughout the 80s and the 90s. And of course today, I mean, they're releasing Rogue One in like 3 months.
Cannot wait. So, counting the days.
Yeah. You guys like Star Wars, right? Come on.
Come on. You know it.
You know, well, I'm very excited about the new movie because there's a lot of stars that's in it. There's Forest Whitaker and, you know, he's an Oscar winning, you know, actor, but my man, Donnie Yen is in it. And
right.
Donnie Yen is a, you know, he's a Canadian action star. You know, he's actually from Hong Kong. And he's in the movie. I was blown away.
Right. Wow. No, man, it's going to be great.
Trailer, because, Bobby, when I was at your house, I showed you a movie with Donnie Yen.
I remember.
And, like, this guy is the man, and he's in Star Wars. I'm blown away by it.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you something. Something that just, you see it, and you see it all the time, is Converse. Chuck Taylor's, man.
Chuck Taylors, they never go out of fashion.
Not once ever have they ever gone out of fashion.
Bro, I'll tell you, I have Chuck Taylors even today.
So do I. I'm mean, guilty.
And so do I.
So there you go. I mean, that's a...
I had many of them when I was a kid, buddy.
We all did.
So those are some things from the 80s that are still cool today.
That was a great one. Can I go off board for a minute?
Please go off the rails.
You know, I like to go off the rails sometimes. I found something.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that's never good.
It's never good when I find things. So here we go. This past Sunday, there was a national holiday. This past Sunday. Do you guys know what it was?
No.
Marlon?
I do not, my friend.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
I'm scared, people.
You should be. So this past Sunday was National Topless Day.
Oh, and I missed it.
Yes, National Topless Day. So there's this hashtag going around called Free the Nipples.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, man, let's free those nipples.
Hey, Macarena.
So we're going there.
We went there. And I just thought it was interesting.
I think it's interesting, too. But see, the thing about that is it can go one of two ways. You know, it's like going to a nude beach. You know, you never know what you're going to see.
Well, here's the thing. The reason behind National Topless Day, there is actually a reason. There's a movement because women are upset that men can walk around with their nipples out and not have problems, whereas women get harassed.
What? I know three guys that are not upset at that.
No, exactly. Free them nipples.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are off the rails.
Woo! So anyway, oh man, Marlon, we're just, you know, this is how we're ending this segment with Marlon. We're freeing them nipples. I'm taking my shirt off right now. So.
Please. Oh, I know it gets everybody out there excited, but please, it's not that kind of party.
All right, buddy, it was great having you in this number 10. We're in double digits, episode 10. We had a good time.
We had a great time, Marlon.
You brought it, as
I
always.
That really threw me for a curve.
That's what I wanted to
and
do.
And we're leaving that one in there, too.
We are. Free them nipples.
And I don't know, man, if you ever seen a black man blush, but you just did that.
Yo, man, if I can pull that off, I'm proud. I'm proud.
You're like the amazing Kreskin, man, I'll tell you.
All right, little buddy, we had a good time, man. It was a lot of fun.
As always,
all
Marlon.
Right, brothers, I can't wait till next week, man.
Yep, number 11. Take care.
Take it easy, Mar.
Okay, party people, we've come to that moment. Yes, this is Jason's favorite moment.
Do it, do it.
The show.
Oh, come on, you can do it better than that.
More balls?
Yes.
More balls. The show.
Ooh. I love it.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about the show, and what do you have?
It's
you have
the
a question,
show moment.
Right? You have a question.
I have a question that was asked last week that I didn't get into, and it was, why did I leave the show? I left the show in 89. Now, you remember 86, first came out in 86. You were there for a little bit before I was.
Right.
Two skinny kids figuring it out. And like I, you know,
Jason was wearing those layers.
Laying those layers. I was hiding it. I was hiding all the beefcake underneath there.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, back there in the beginning, we were just kind of figuring everything out. I mean, everybody was figuring it out. The network, the production, everybody. Nobody had any idea what the hell was going to happen here.
We certainly didn't. We were teenagers.
No, we weren't. What do you know?
When we were there
16
for
years old.
We were there for the ride, man.
Yeah. But then the ride, you remember, it just felt like every week it got bigger and bigger and bigger. We'd go out and, you know, there'd be autographs. There'd be all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, like,
do
you remember that time at Pulsations?
Yes.
It was 1987. I mean, there must have been 5,000 people there.
It was crazy.
It was great.
We were going to L.A. We were going to New York. We were doing all kinds of crazy stuff down in Miami. And then around 88, 89, when they started cutting, they cut the show back. Do you remember when it was, what it was?
I don't know. I know we went from 1 hour to 30 minutes.
Yes.
Obviously, I have no idea why. That's a network decision. So I assume we were jumping the shark, bro.
Yes. It kind of, well, you know, things change over about 2 years, like with any TV show. You know, people get used to it, becomes part of their lives, and then it, I just felt the downturn. I felt the change. The show actually moved from one studio to another studio.
Yeah, you know, when it changed studios, I didn't really personally like that. I really dug a lot the Channel 17 studio. That was my favorite place.
It was like in the bones there.
It just really was. Even though it was like a big garage, it was it was really the home. It was the home of Dancing on Air and Dance Party USA.
Yes, it was. It was the home of those places. And when we moved and when things started to change, things started to get a little more strict. Things started to get a little different. The tone changed.
Do you remember getting pulled into the trailer for the talks?
Yeah.
The talks. But yeah, now you're right. Things changed. And, you know, it was time to move on.
Yeah. Like you said, you were doing the same thing. We were going to New York, going to LA.
Yeah. I mean, I personally left. I was going on auditions for movies and getting into acting. And, you know, I came back a few years later to host, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, you left in 89. So in 89, that's when everything kind of, I kind of knew for a while before I left that this just wasn't, I felt like it ran its course. And yeah, I bowed out and that was that.
And
there's
that
the story.
That. And there's the show
there's
moment.
There's the big show moment.
There it was.
I answered a question. So that was the show for anybody who's interested.
Okay, well, I'm going to get into some fan comments on Facebook.
It's the time for the 80s mailbag. 80s
there you
mailbag.
Go. Oh, I like that. A little jingle. A little jingle from Jason. By the way, we're sitting here with Alf and the Philly Fanatic stuffed animals. You can't see it visually, but that's what we're seeing. So just imagine. So anyway, I have some comments. This one is from Jim Nagel. Now, Jim, I think, used to be a former dancer.
Jimmy
on
was
the
on the
show.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he wrote, "It's short but sweet," he wrote. "You guys sound great. And the 80s ruled." Well, he's absolutely right. Jason, you do sound great.
Thank you. You know what, Bob? You sound great, too. You're graveling.
Oh, there you go. All right. Now we have another one from Anna Stewart. Anna wrote, "I listened to this episode on my way home." She's talking about episode 9.
Nueve.
Nueve. And "I listened on my way home from work, and I loved it. You guys really should be on radio or TV. You guys are just too funny."
Ah, I like the way you're thinking, Anna. I like it a lot.
Well, let's listen, Anna. We're a garage podcast at the moment.
Yes.
But you stay with us, things probably will happen.
It might be a double garage.
We might get a double garage.
There you go.
All right, I got another comment from Lisa Eden Glass.
It's a great name.
She says, "Great episode. It makes the workday go by so much faster. I had my niece set the podcast up on my iPhone, and it tells me as soon as I can listen. And I wait all day. You guys just make my day. Thank you."
Wow, that's so nice. And iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's really important. You guys should subscribe to the iTunes because, you know, you'll get automatically updated on that.
Exactly. Just like I just did right there.
Yeah, did you hear that? That wasn't a sound effect. That was actually a message.
There you go.
I got one more from a big, big fan of the show and one of our favorites, Rose Franklin. She says, "Hey, Rose. Hey, now.
Hey, now."
She says, "You three gentlemen are going to bring up. Are you three gentlemen? Let me get this right. Blah, 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 blah. Are you three gentlemen going to bring back lip syncing on video?"
Oh,
She says, you two do it better than anyone ever could.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
That's so nice.
And we really appreciate that. I can't tell you if we're ever going to do a lip sync again. It's probably not going to happen. But what I'll say is, you should definitely stay tuned because we're going to do some things that might surprise you.
And some things, if you can really, if you get a feel for what we're like, maybe won't surprise you so much.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to get some visuals in the future.
Ooh, listen to you giving up the goods.
Okay, buddy, what do you got? You have the email bag ready?
I've got the email bag.
What do you have?
Pamela writes, you are this week's contestant. Holy shit! You guys are the definition of awesome. Well, thank you.
She dropped the S-bomb.
Yeah, she did. You make me laugh. You make me smile. I mean, you guys should be old, unfunny, and boring after 30 years.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
But dare I say, you are amazing, funny, and interesting. Well, thank you, Pamela. I wish I could listen to you every day where you talk about anything and everything. Well, you're in luck.
And we do go off the rails.
I hope you guys read my email. Bobby and Jason, I totally love you guys. Well, Pamela, totally love you too.
Pamela, thank you very much. That was awesome.
So there you go. There's living proof that we read your emails.
Well, bro, episode 10 is in the bag.
Are you kidding me? Are we done?
It's over, man.
What are you talking about, Bobby?
I'm sorry. I will go get the tissue paper so you can wipe your eyes.
Over again.
You know, off in the Philly fanatic, the very sad.
Oh, Bobby, come on. Do a little counting for me, please.
Okay, this podcast will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A boom.
Ciao. We'll see you later.
See you later, people.